Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kanye, Beyonce, and Taylor Part 2, plus March Music Madness and a labor-inducing music video. We break down the top songs on TikTok, Billboard ranks Bob Marley's best songs. You have a chance to see Illenium at South by Southwest, and we sit down with the lead singer of Mana for the cover of Billboard. Welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Thursday, February 15th. There's so much going on, and we've only got so much time. So here's three of the top stories for today.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em.
Now that Beyonce has a new track eyeing the number one spot, and so does Ye, Swifties were aiming to support Beyonce just to block the problematic rapper. He posted about Tay. She and Beyonce are big inspirations to all musicians. We always say how both sell out tours and movies. Also, I'm sure I've been far more helpful to Taylor Swift's career than harmful. To all Taylor Swift fans, I am not your enemy. I'm not your friend either, though. LOL. I say all is fair in stand wars, and I'm sure the best song will come out on top. Drake is used to topping the charts, and he's got the people talking with his new video for Rich Baby Daddy, where Sexy Red goes into labor.
Hey!
Yeah.
Mom, why is this phone?
For real?
What am I
supposed
to do with my watches, bro?
I don't know.
SZA gets involved.
Hey,
I'm not trying to.
Head?
She's right here. She's right here. Come on.
Put the camera down. Man, we ain't got time to be playing.
Down?
Can you stop?
And we celebrate the birth of Sexy's child. I am so here for this video. Hip-hop should always be this fun. And get ready to have so much fun in March with new albums. Shakira just announced her new project is out on March 22nd. And if you remember, Beyonce is out with Act 2 on March 29th, with Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine out March 8th, and Kacey Musgraves on March 15th. What a time to support the girlies. I'm just happy they all have their own week to shine. I don't want any fights on the charts. Now let's get to our latest Billboard Espanol cover star. Mana has been in the music game for over four decades. And Leila Cobo headed south of the border to catch up with lead singer Fair.
Pero hablemos un poquito del reggaetón. Dijiste que mucho tiene letras que se hacen como muy a la carrera y muy descuidadas.
Sí, sobre todo más que la carrera, letras muy violentas y muy, no, muy repetitivas, a veces incluso con cierta falta de respeto a la mujer.
Sí.
Ese es mi feeling, ¿eh? Yo creo que cuando haces ese tipo de cosas, se te están acabando los recursos literarios y recurres a ese tipo de letra, pues, para poder sacar tu canción y nomás que se tarare y así, ¿no? Pero bueno, el gusto musical es ya de cada quien. A veces digo, bueno, pues qué bueno que hay reggaetón y que Maná suena diferente porque por eso hay algo diferente y la gente claro. A veces busca algo diferente y quiere oír una canción como Te Lloro un Río, como Viví sin Aire, o como Eres mi Religión, o como Rayando el Sol, o lo que sea, ¿no? Entonces, está bien, en un mundo es así. Ahora, que a mí no me guste, o que me guste un poquito el reggaetón, pues quizá para bailar, pero el que sí, de plano, no lo puedo escuchar mucho es al Bad Bunny. Y de veras, lo respeto. Él se ha hecho muy famoso, ha llegado a lugares donde nadie ha llegado, de los latinos, y eso, pues eso tiene un mérito por un lado, pero no por eso te va a tener que gustar, ¿va? Entonces, pues cada quien, ¿no? A lo largo de la carrera han sido pocos discos.
¿Cuántos?
Pues, ¿cuántos serán? 11. La otra vez estaba con Chris Martin y le dije, son 10 discos, y me dice Chris Martin, no, son 11. Que algún día queremos hacer un dueto con el Chris Martin, sí.
¿Y con quién más podemos esperar un dueto? Ya que me estás diciendo Chris Martin, ahora estoy súper intrigada. ¿Quién más está en tu bucket list, como dicen?
No, pues hay muchos que quisiéramos, ¿no? Vamos a ver, pero qué bien está cantando Bono.
Ajá.
Qué bruto. Splendid, ese sería otro que también, Bruno Mars también me encanta. Hay muchos, Leila.
For the full cover story, head to billboard.com. Another amazing Mexican singer, Christian Nodal, will be down in Austin for South by Southwest and performing at Billboard's The Stage. If you don't have tickets yet, don't worry. You have a chance to snag two VIP ones and donate some money to a great cause. One of our other headliners, Elenium, has all the details.
What's up, y'all? This is Elenium, and I've teamed up with Billboard to bring two lucky music lovers to Austin for South by Southwest and an ultimate VIP experience. I'm talking 3 days of VIP access to catch me and a few other amazing acts, an exclusive side stage viewing opportunity during my set, flights and accommodations, and some signed merch from yours truly. The best part is you'll help Reverb positively impact environmental and social issues. You can donate $10 or more to help and enter your chance to win. Head over to billboardvip.com. You could be the lucky winner. Good luck.
Time to talk about the talk. Do you get all your best music from the app? If no, why not? Here are the top songs users are listening to and posting on TikTok. We've got a new leader on the charts, plus a pair of new faces breaking to the top 10. Kat Janice's Dance You Out of My Head takes the top spot on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting February 15th. Fans have supported her song while she's in hospice after being diagnosed with cancer, using her final song, which she's dedicated to her 7-year-old son, to bring awareness to her condition. And I'm glowing like a million fireflies. Elsewhere on the chart, Coldplay's 2000 hit, Yellow, debuted at number 5. Thanks to users sharing beautiful life moments to the track. And at number 9, YG Marley's Praise Ya in the Moonlight jumps to number 9, thanks in part to One Love, the film about his grandfather Bob Marley hitting theaters. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. Before I let you go, One Love is in theaters and highlights the incredible life of Bob Marley. Now you can only fit so much music into one movie, so Billboard has done you a favor and ranked some of Bob's best bops.
Don't worry about a thing.
With new movie One Love in theaters, everybody is listening to Bob Marley. Billboard has listed the top 30 Bob Marley songs that aren't on his Legend compilation, and we're giving you 3 to check out.
A Black Man Redemption. Boy,
in Black Man Redemption, we get the introduction of the popular Jamaican phrase, Cool Runnings. Nearly a decade before the Jamaican bobsled team made history at the Olympics and were immortalized in the 1993 classic film.
Cool Runnings means peace be the journey.
Peace be the
peace
journey.
Be the journey.
Yeah. Cool running.
Trenchtown Rock has never wound up on any of Bob's studio albums, existing largely through live versions, but contains one of his most popular quotes.
One good thing about music, when it is, you feel no pain.
Some could say So Much Things to Say is one of Marley's most famous songs not to be included on the Legend album. This song is without a doubt a top 5 Wailers track, when Bob could say so much through so little.
They got so much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
For the full list of Bob Marley's best songs, head to billboard.com. That's it for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow for your Friday music guide. Plus, we sit down with Prince Royce. You're not going to want to miss that one. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.